With WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. A giant of the American automotive industry has died. Lee Iacocca was 94. I spoke about Iacocca's legacy with Paul Eisenstein of the DetroitBureau.com. I wanted to begin by asking you how well you may have personally gotten to know Lee Iacocca.
I probably got to know him as well as any journalist covering him back in the days of the transition from Ford to Chrysler and then to saving Chrysler itself. One of my most amazing memories of him was the day that he announced the plan to bail Chrysler out. It was a complex deal. It involved concessions from workers, from suppliers, from dealers, from the U.S. and the Canadian government, and of course, plenty of banks. And Iacocca laid this out to a gobstruck audience. When time came to ask questions, a reporter simply said to him, "But what happens if all those pieces don't come together?" And Iacocca looked out at the audience with this amazing ability to sum things up in words that caught your ear. He said, "Then the pieces of the mosaic will fall off the wall." And he could say things like that to people. He could speak to workers, to car buyers, and the politicians. He had an amazing ability to turn a phrase. Of course, there was a catchphrase that he was well known for. If you could find a better car, buy it.
You know, when I think about Lee Iacocca's legacy, if all he had in his history was the Ford Mustang, what a legacy he would have had.
It's amazing when you think about it. He had to talk Henry Ford II, who was then the chairman of Ford Motor Company, into coming up with $75 million, almost a billion today, but it almost didn't happen. And when it did, they expected it to be modest success, maybe selling 100,000 cars a year. Instead, that first year, they sold almost 500,000. And today, 55 years later, one of the longest-running nameplates in American automotive history remains the best-selling sports car in the world.
The vehicles he's most well connected to at Chrysler are the K-car and then minivans, maybe not quite as celebrated as the Mustang, but notable in their own right.
Well, it's interesting you say that because today, as successful as the Mustang is, and as weak as the market for minivans is, they still sell more minivans than Ford sells Mustangs. So the minivan is still an extremely important part of the Chrysler lineup, and the K car is long gone. In fact, Chrysler barely sells passenger cars anymore. But Iacocca was also responsible for another thing that helped transform Chrysler, and that was the acquisition of American Motors, which gave it Jeep, which today is the strongest part of what's now called Fiat Chrysler.
In the last few seconds we have, is there anything that people are forgetting about Lee Iacocca today?
Well, you have to remember one of the most important things about Lee Iacocca. He said the thing that mattered most to him in his years was not all that he did in the auto industry, but rescuing both the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island. In an era when people questioned the value of immigration, Iacocca, the son of Italian immigrants, thought that that was the most important thing to America's legacy, its immigrant base.
Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Thank you, Paul.
My pleasure to be with you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.